माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बाबा भागरी बाधारी यशोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोर नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना रामनाथीर वनचारी रामनाथीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव
Reading chapter 19, first canto. This is verse 21. Sarve vayanta vari hasmaheta. Kalevaram javada sovahaya. Lokam param virajaskam vishokam. Yes, yat yayam bhagavata padhano. Sarve vayam tavari hasmaheta. Kalevaram javara sovihaya. Lokam param virajaskam vishokam. Yasyat yayam bhagavata padanam. Saradevayam tavarihasmaheta. Kalevaram yavadasau vihaya. Lokam param virajaskam vishokam. Yasyat yayam bhagavata pradhana.
This place, asmahi, shall stay. Atta, thereafter, hereafter. Kalevaram, the body. Yava, so long. Aso, the king, the higher, giving up. Lokam, the planet. Param, the supreme. Nirajaskam. Completely free from mundane contamination. Vishokam. Completely free from all kinds of lamentation. Yes, yati. Returns. I am this Bhagavata. Devotee. Pradhana. The foremost. Translation. We shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit, returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination. Purport. What?
Mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation.
And all kinds kinds of limitation. Beyond the limitation of the material creation, which is compared to the cloud in the sky, there is the parabhyoma, or the spiritual sky, full of planets called Vaikunthas. Such Vaikuntha planets are also differently known as Purushottam Loka, Achyuta Loka, Trivikram Loka, Rishikesh Loka, Keshav Loka, Aniruddha Loka, Madhava Loka, Pradyumna Loka, Sankarshan Loka, Ithar Loka, Vasudeva Loka, Ayodhya Loka, Dvaraka Loka, and many other millions of spiritual lokas wherein the personality of Godhead predominates. All the living entities there are liberated souls with spiritual bodies as good as that of the Lord. There is no material contamination. Everything there is spiritual, and therefore there is nothing objectively lamentable. They are full of transcendental bliss and are without birth, death, old age, and disease. Among all kinds of the above-mentioned Vaikuntha lokas, there is one supreme loka called Goloka Vrindavan, which is the abode of the Lord Sri Krishna and his specific associates. Maharishi Parikshit was destined to achieve this particular loka, and the great rishis assembled there could foresee this. All of them consulted among themselves about the great departure of the great king, and they wanted to see him up to the last moment because they would no more be able to see such a great devotee of the Lord. When a great devotee of the Lord passes away, there is nothing to be lamented because a devotee is destined to enter into the kingdom of God. But the sorry plight is that such great devotees leave our sight, and therefore there is every reason to be sorry. As the Lord is rarely to be seen by our present eyes, so also are the great devotees. The great rishis, therefore, correctly decided to remain on the spot till the last moment. Shri Chaitanya Mahabhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutare Fayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sampadam Tukam Vandeham Shri Guru Yuta Bhadakanam Shri Guru Bhaskaram Shri Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Bhagavatam Vitam Tam Kajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devim Shri Radha Krishna Kadam Sahagana Vavita Shri Vishakvaitam Chai Pancha Kapaduru Vyashtra Prikasundu Vyayva Chapatitanam Bhavani Vyobai Shri Vyayva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Again, Sarve Vayam Tavadi Hasmaheto Kalevaram Yavara Sovahai Logamparam Virajaskam Vishokam Yasyatyayam Bhagavatapa. We shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharishi Parikshit, returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation. Okay, so all these sages are waiting there. They're also waiting for the arrival of Shukadev. Show up in a couple of verses. So the different points here that he will return to the supreme planet. Lokang Param, and the qualification that he has is also here. Vishokam, he himself has these qualifications, the place it has also. And he is called Bhagavat Pradhana, the foremost chief devotee. So, okay. Prabhupada describes so many Vaikuntha planets, and that Goloka is the Goloka Namini Didamni Tale Chatasya Devi Mahesha Hari Damasu Te Fu Te Fu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Hitascha Yina. So this Brahma Sanita gives a nice description of the basic levels that we see. And above the highest is Goloka, Goloka Namini Didamni. Everything else needs Didamni is below. Devi Mahesh Hari Dam. And this material world, they're below Goloka. And Chaitanya Charita, Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa, also Sanatan, how to achieve Goloka Vrindavan, and also to describe Goloka Vrindavan. He was describing there, Kaviraj Goswami is describing that during our sadhana, we have to water the bhakti lata beads, the tiny seed that we have of devotion. How do we do it? Shravana kirtan jale. Shravana kirtan jale. So, by hearing and chanting, which is what's going on. This is what Parikkhita Maharaj is doing right now. He's waiting for the appearance of Sukadeva. And he's doing that for days and days. Punati bhuvana trai. By this hearing and chanting, the whole three worlds is being purified, especially when Sukadeva Maharaj Goswami is coming there. So throughout nine cantos, especially two until up to the end of the ninth canto, beginning in tenth canto, Maharaj Parikkhita is already heard for days and days about different. He hasn't even heard about, he's only heard a little bit about Goloka. He hasn't heard that much about Goloka. So in the beginning of 10th canto, then he's saying, please tell me Vishtara, more extendedly, expand please on Goloka Vrindavan. Now we've been talking about Krishna, you know, in his various forms, described as Swayam Prakash and Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, like Tadai Katma, various type of Avesh incarnations have been described, even Narasimha Dev. So directly he didn't hear so much about Goloka. So, but in 10th canto, he's very patient. It's amazing, like when you think of Maharaj Parikkhita, just think he's hearing so many stories in there of Prithu Maharaj. Pati Shloki Pati Akshare Nana Artakai. There's great value in every teeny syllable, so-called teeny syllable. Jiva Goswami says, he's giving his commentary on the on this 10th canto, the first few verses. So he's saying that I'm giving my commentary. Already there's so many commentaries, he said. He said, especially Sridhar Swami, the great commentator, he is the greatest commentator. But he said, well, some of the things he said were a little unclear. So I'm giving Gaudiya side. It's very nice. He gave greatest commentary. So he's not criticizing, just like that Balabhabhat was saying, I give much better commentary. I am giving great commentary. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, you know, if you don't accept the Swami, Sridhar Swami, then you're like a prostitute. So that's not Jiva Goswami. He is very humbly, I was just reading that commentary, a little bit of it. It's very nectar. So Jiva Goswami is very humbly saying, I'm giving some commentary so we can see. He's offering respects to Lord Chaitanya many times. In the first purport to the 10th canto, even in the he's giving his Mangalacharan within the first purport, which is interesting. So he's saying that even I might make some mistake, that's okay. I'm hoping, it's interesting to me, I don't know the Sanskrit tenses, but he's saying, I'm hoping, he's not even hoping, he's saying there, that Raghunath Das, and I was getting a kick out of this, you know, I mean, imagine, Raghunath Das, these are your buddies, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta, they will come and they will help me with this. So he wasn't thinking he was knowing everything, but he's saying they will come. And even when I wrote this thing, and very learned persons may come and correct it, I don't mind. But he does give the qualification, very learned persons. Pretty learned to correct Jiva Goswami. So people say the book shouldn't be corrected, but anyway, at least Jiva Goswami was allowing for such things to happen in the future. I'm not sure that it happened, but he got input apparently from such great persons as Gopal Bhatta and Raghunath Das. So then Jiva Goswami saying I don't mind doing the commentary. Each syllable, each word is so relishable that I could read it again and again of this 10th canto. So he's also calling his commentary the lagu toshini. Lagu, we know guru means heavy, lagu means light, small, tiny, small, not very important. But Jiva Goswami is calling his commentary Lagu, as compared to the Brihad Toshini, which Sanatana Goswami had written. So anyway, the Lagu is going, Rupa Goswami all classes, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, compared to Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatam. He's also feeling very humble, and Brigham Raj, just as his qualification, he's very humble. So in that 10th canto, Pitamaha, he describes his grandfather, Arjuna, that they, somehow or other, by the arrangement of Krishna, because the Pandavas are so dear, here it says they're going to Goloka. Brigham Raj, I was reading the Goloka that even seven, eight, nine times it was described that Pandavas go to Goloka. We don't think like that, but they're going to Goloka. Of course, within Goloka there's a Vraja Dham, but there's other sections of Goloka. And so there, and this here mentions Kalevaram Yavaridam Hanom Yaham. This word is used by Bhishma Dev in one of his prayers, how his body is going away. Kalevaram means that the body has an ending, it's going to end. Antavanti me deha nityasyokra shirirana anashino antavanta. It possesses vanta and anta. He made to have Nityas Yoga, although the living entity himself is fully transcendental, but the realization is not there. Just like we're hearing about these Mexican devotees, they were visiting this, he was just reading that. They wanted to get there, they wanted to stay there. They don't want to return. So many people were coming. When Prabhupada was lying in his bed, people were coming. Prabhupada wanted everyone to come, just see. He wanted everyone. Somehow or other, there was arranged that they didn't all come. Somehow or other, by Prabhupada actually said they should come. And Bhishma Dev was lying there. Everyone wants to see. And everyone also, the separation is very powerful. When Mahaprabhu was asking Ram Ronda Roy, that, can you say what is painful? What is the most miserable thing? He was asking so many questions. Just see. Mahaprabhu was asking questions of Ramananda Roy in a higher sense. Of course, Ramananda Roy is an intimate gopi associate of Radharani, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Radharani himself. But he's asking many questions, and he gets different answers that Vana Ashrama, Charavata, Purushena. He asked him what is the highest thing. So Ramananda Roy was starting from the scratch practically, but low level, that Varna Shramachara, that will satisfy Hari. Toshanam, this will satisfy Hari. Mahaprabhu said, that's just external. Go on. Of course, he spoke for days and days. We only get in one chapter, and there's many verses there, but still. So one of the questions finally said, he was getting, what is the greatest misery? He said, no, I don't know any misery. No, I don't know. He said, the only misery I can say, biraha, that the separation of a devotee is I don't find any other miserable situation in this material world, but separation from the pure bhakta, Vaishnava viraha. Now I don't see anything higher than that. So this is also expressed here. Now these great sages that have come, they're applying this to Parikshit Maharaj. He was such a great person. Pradana. So it says here that he returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane, all kinds of lamentation. Vishokam, ajasham, ashokam. Nayam deho deha bhajan loke kashtan kamana harte vidvidvam ye. Tapo dibhyam putruka yena shudyad. He says, Vishokam. That when Rishabhdev was addressing his 100 sons, he said, don't spend time working hard in this material world like the hogs and Ashtan Kaman Ahate Bidbujam. It's very heavy duty, because sadhu means he very heavy duty guru, heavy. And he's speaking that people acting in this material world are just like the stool eating hogs. But don't. He's warning his sons, don't get involved like these stool-eating hogs. Of course, his sons were great, like the Navayogendras, and they were very elevated persons. Rishabh Dev's son, Bharat, greatest. So, therefore, he says, Tapo Dibyam Putrakayena Sattvam. You should perform Tapo Dibyam, divine Tapaloka, not divine Tapasya. Tapo, we're Tavir, sit here, Bhavati, Tapastam Tapayetena. We just read this morning, or spoke it, chanted it, also in the Brahma Samhita, Tapastam Tapayetena. This is the direction that Brahmaji was given, these upadesh. That perform tapa. He heard these two syllables. Tapu dibin putrakayena sattvam shudyad yasmat. Brahma sokyam. And this gives us Brahma sokyam. Tvanantam, which is unlimited. Is beyond all lamentation. Still the devotees are lamenting. We're still lamenting every year over so many great persons. Not only Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. We sing that, the great song, every time. That what great prema dana, you have brought. So all the great acharyas, they're bringing this prema, and this has to be the level of Parikha Maharaj that he's experiencing, this prema. He's been in the line of all the yadu priyasyan bhavaya, andavaya, that Kunti Devi speaking in her prayers. In relation with Yadu, don't think like that, but Jiva Goswami says, no, they're on the highest level of prema. All this line from, you have, one of the things Kunti Devi says, that Krishna has come, there's different reasons given. One of them is to please the descendants of Yadu, because Yadu was such a great personality. Yadu priyasyam babaye. Sometimes we think that they're just dharma, but then Jiva Goswami quotes from, he quotes from 11th canon in the 19th chapter, I think, where Krishna says that this dharma for me is the cause of bhakti. When dharma is performed perfectly, it is the cause of bhakti. So we shouldn't think of these persons, and they left in their self-same bodies. I mean, after all, we already heard these chapters. This is the last chapter. We've already heard about the Pandavas going off in their self-same body. So acharyas, they're commenting, Jiva, Prabhupada, that when the body is utilized completely, jivan mukta sa uchite, kamana manasa gira, all activities, the mind, all the words are completely dovetailed. Yukta, what is it? Vairagya. What does Rupa Goswami say? Yukta vairagya uchite. That when one is completely dovetailed with the will of Krishna, then his body is surcharged. And because sometimes there's some question about how could they go off in their self-same body, but their bodies are completely spiritualized. So, and therefore, it's inconceivable to us. That's why people want to see, oh, where's that great person? Those Mexican visitors to the temple we heard about, they were coming there, they could feel somehow that Prabhupada had this, because they're pious, they could feel, yes, they want, they were waiting in line. They'd never seen Prabhupada, they didn't hear, read anything, there were hardly any books in Spanish, but they're waiting in line, they want to see this great personality. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi. By that tiny Lavamatra, tiny Yesang Sang Smararat Kung Tram. This is one of the things that was spoken to Sukadeva Goswami later in this chapter. By thinking of you, Samsadim Paramangurum, you give perfection. So Parikha Maharaj was so qualified, and Vishokam, no lamentation. Nashochiti Nakanchiti. This is the entry level. It's described there. Mam chayo vichani bhakti yogini sevati sevate. Brahmabhutra prashanamana shochiti nakanshiti. One gets to that level. But Krishna also instructs Arjuna that You will have no worry. That's why such great devotees are so powerful and so attractive. Prakrit Maharaj. Someone, ordinary persons are seeing Prabhupada, they're seeing some great devotee. This is not easy thing that Prabhupada describes in some purports, that sometimes they have no need. Devotees have, they're in Goloka, in Vaikuntha, they have no need to come, but sometimes they're instructed or they have some mission, like a messiah. He uses the word messiah. Sometimes Prabhupada described that he was speaking with Krishna and that Krishna had instructed him to come here. Now, most of us cannot say, nobody can say like that. Krishna is saying, you go there. He was describing this in Mayapur. No, I don't really want to go there. And Krishna, that's okay. You don't have to do any much austerity, too much tapa. But tapa is important. Prabhupada did do austerity. He came here on a boat. Nobody else wanted to come. Bharat Bhumite Hola Manusha Janma Jaha Janmas. Instruction is given long ago by Lord Chaitanya. Those born in India especially, Bharat Bhumite, Punya is a very pious place. They should go out and preach. Para upakar, make yourself perfect and go out and save. So Prabhupada said, unfortunately, nobody came. But he said, fortunately, one person, at least one person has come. He didn't want to take any credit, but he said, so therefore. And Prabhupada is so transparent via media, although so powerful, Vishokam, himself, Vishokam, Bhagavat Pradhana, he would mostly always say that it was all the credit of the cyclic succession, that I didn't change anything, I didn't, like that. So it didn't change anything, sounds like a minimal thing, you don't change anything. But he applied it according to, he was fully empowered. Anyone can hear that. If you hear Prabhupada Bhajan, for instance, I remember going on a tour of South India, and I had one little portable tape recorder. So I was playing that. I had some really good cassettes. Physically, they weren't good, but it was Prabhupada chanting. So I would go to Tirupati, Sri Rangam, and play Prabhupada like that on the portable. If you do like that, you see the people are so pious, they hear it. They get very attractive. Hearing Prabhupada. Just hearing Prabhupada. I mean, you can see now so many are joining ISKCON, especially in India, all over the world. Well, this is a pious person's. How does it say? Those who have performed pious activities or done with all pious and sinful activities. Pundarik, what's the verse? Who are finished with sinful and pious activities? Yes. Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te bandha mahanam muktam vidanti mam tudabhi. So when pious people hear Prabhupada, and they may not be able to see, but by hearing, by just hearing, one is attracted. It's how powerful. They're seeing Prakrit Maharaj. Prakrit Maharaj was there to see. So in this purport, Prabhupada says he was destined to achieve this particular loka, and the great rishis assembled there could foresee this. All of them consulted among themselves about this great departure. They wanted to see him up to the last moment, because then they would no more be able to see him, such a great person. There's nothing to be lamented, because a devotee is destined to enter into the kingdom of God. Gaurapahu. But there's always lamentation. Gaurapahu nabhajiya. Narottam Das is lamenting. I did not have a taste for kirtan. He's representing ordinary persons. Prema Ratana Dana. And we are so many ordinary persons. We would not be able to make a prayer. We would not be able to know what is the destination. Prema Ratana Dana means the jewel Everyone's running after some mundane jewels in this material world. And Narottama is saying, but the real jewel is praying. Prema Ratana Dhamma. Hey Harayana. I gave that up. Satsanga Chagi. I gave up the association of the devotees. That means there was some association. Everyone could have association. Satsanga Chagi. Asate Vilas. I'm trying to take pleasure in this material world. So we have to give that up. Vihaya Kaman, this word is used also at the end of the second chapter. Vihaya Kaman Yatsaram Pumam Shariti Nishpriha. I found the verse right here. Nirmamo Nirahankara Sa Shanti Madhigachati. In the next to the last, or the very last, no, next to the last verse of the second chapter of the Gita, this word is used. Vihaya, giving up what? All material desires. Vihaya Kaman Yatsaram. Not just some, but it says, Krishna says, all material desires. And what happens if he gives them up? And what else does he give up? Nirmamo nirahankara, no false ego. Nirmamo, nothing is mine, and all sense of proprietorship. What happens? Sashanti madhigachati, he achieves. Just like those several verses, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, and what happens? You attain the spiritual world. There's no happiness, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, in this material world, but one goes to my abode, Padam Shashvati Gachati, comes to my abode, he doesn't return to this material world, up and down, in this material world. Many slokas here in the Gita are explaining this. So this is where Maharaj Parikshit is going, and all these sages are very attracted to him. They don't exactly give him the right, perfect advice. So therefore, when Shukadeva Goswami comes, somehow by his own, just wandering, yang pravajanta manapetam apetad, kvityam vipayano viraha kātara juha putriti tanmaya purtara vodin benidu. Sarvabhuta hridayamani paramatosmi. He's the great sage that can enter into anyone. Sarvabhuta hridayamani paramatosmi. And the other qualification that was given also in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Swano bhavam akita shruti saramekam. He was fully assimilated all spiritual, the most advanced spiritual knowledge. Svano bhavam akila shruti saram ekam. Shruti saram, the essence of the shruti. Although apparently he was just wandering, 16-year-old boy without any clothes on. Looked like akila shruti saram ekam adhyatmadi bhamatititir shatam tam mondam. Those who want to, he had full compassion for tamondam, those who want to get out of this material world. Sangsarinam Kurunaya Purana Guyam. Therefore he spoke this most confidential Purana history, Purana Guyam, for those who are Samsarinam in this material world, Samsara. Samsara Dhavanala Lila Loka. Janaya Karunyagana. And Brigham Maharaj is the Bhagavad Pradhana, the best recipient for Shukadeva Goswami to speak. He knew that. He could just come there without any... Just all these sages came. They're not even Shukadeva Goswami. They already knew this great person, Brigham Raja. They were checking their cell phones. They got the message. And they came there. And so this is what's being discussed here. As the Lord is rarely seen by our present eyes, so also the great devotees are rarely seen. The great rishis, therefore, correctly decided to remain on that spot till the last moment. I guess they knew that Shukadeva was coming. Also, if they knew Prickett was there, they knew this all would have transpired, but they didn't exactly know exactly how it... Sometimes, even in the 10th canto, beginning in other places, Shukadeva uses the word Vishnu. So question is raised. Jiva Goswami also mentioned, why is the Vishnu. This seems to be, we know Ete Chanchakarapam Chang, Krishna's true Bhagavan. We've already heard that. Krishna is the topmost. Why Vishnu? Vishnu is Amsa. Krishna is not the Amsa. But explain for those sages who are still thinking of Vishnu, Sarvabhuta, who's in everyone's heart. So you wanna, this is bridge preaching, topmost bridge preaching. They're not directly speaking. But of course, then Krishna starts to come out there, and the whole 10th canto is nothing but Krishna. So they're hearing that. But in the beginning, they're saying, yes, he's, you can think he's Vishnu. Even Krishna's Kaviraj says that if you don't harm, if you think that the Mahavishnu or... Okay, that's all right. But we're still going to talk about Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. Now, Krishna Jagati Paratatang Paramah. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, but he's also includes all in Krishna. He's avatari. So that's okay, you can keep listening. We're not trying to say anything bad about Vishnu for you great sages, or even Shiva. But you'll hear there's all the stories of Shiva, how he's fighting with Krishna, or how he offers prayers to Krishna in the fourth canto. So all these Siddhantas are coming out, Tattva Siddhantas. Any comments here? Question? The Rajaskam, completely free from mundane contaminants.
Why the sages were going to tell Shukaras was ready to leave his body? They didn't come to see him when he was doing his administration work and everything. Discriminate like that?
Because he wasn't cursed. He wasn't cursed about to leave his body in 7 days. I mean, that's probably a big deal. That could probably spread around pretty fast, that if he's the greatest king, emperor of the world, and he just got cursed, and he's gone to the banks of the Ganga, that, you know, I don't know how fast they got around, those sages, if they had, like, you know, how they got there that fast.
Television, like
Antadrishti.
Sanjaya.
Yeah, Antadrishti, Doordarshan. Actually, Prabhupada said that one man was praising Prabhupada, saying, "Oh, Swamiji, you're like Vyasadeva in the modern era. You are like Vyasadeva." He said, "No, I'm not like Vyasadeva. But oh, you can say like that because Vyasa Prasada, we're all getting the mercy of Vyasadeva, Vyasa Prasada." He gave the mercy to Sanjaya so that he could tune into the battle. So in that sense, yes, Vyasa Prasada, we're getting the mercy. We're eating the remnants. This is what the commentators usually say. They don't take big credit. Even Vishwanath Chakravarti, the Rasikachari, is saying that I'm like a jewel merchant, but I don't even know what is a real jewel, what is not a jewel. But at least those who do know, at least I'll be able to entertain them by displaying all these jewels. Oh, they may laugh and get a good laugh.
Yeah, that popped in my head, for better or worse. I mean, who says the sages didn't see Parikshit Maharaj during his administration? You know, and then further, if they all go to see him, I mean, he's balancing the budget or his plan. What are they going to talk to him about? You know, he's busy. You know, but boy, like you said, if Parikshit Maharaj is going to the banks of the Ganges to hear from, you know, the Sukadeva Goswami, I can't.
Well, in the beginning, Sukadeva wasn't there. They all had come there.
Yeah, so if that's like the Super Bowl of, you know, let's talk about Krishna. You know,
but all those sages were described. But the point is also that Shukadeva hadn't arrived even. So just because of the attraction of Parikshit Maharaj, they came.
Yeah, it was the emperor, like you said. And if he wants to lock down, this is it. You know.
Prabhupada said that when Parikshit Maharaj was king, just like the six Goswamis, say Rupa and Sanatana, were working. Of course, Lord Chaitanya did come. They wrote a letter. But if they had remained, if you remain in this material world, just like when Lord Chaitanya spoke to Raghunath Das in Puri, and he was getting money from his uncle, Haranya, and Majumdar, uncle and father, Govardhan. Lord Chaitanya said, "Don't mind." He said, "Your uncles are very magnanimous, but they're almost Vaishnavas. But they actually, he said, they're almost private. They're private. But they are taking pleasure in the duel, in the ditch in which people are passing stool. So this is pretty heavy. They're almost Vaishnavas, but they're still taking pleasure in the gartha, the ditch of stool, where everyone passes through. So therefore, if one remains like that, he's not qualified. They wanted to keep Raghunath Das from going, just see. They had men guarding him, and even after he escaped, they came to Puri with, he sent men with money. And, in the beginning, he took it. But after a while, he renounced everything. Pradhan. Actually, this word was used for that. Mahaprabhura Bhaktaganya Vairagya Pradhan. The same word was used for the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That priti gola Bhagavan. When he sees this, when Mahaprabhu sees this renunciation, like on the level of Raghunath Das and others, he is very pleased. This pleases him. This is the thing that pleases him the most, Vairagya Pradhan, as it says here. Foremost characteristic of the Vaishnavas, his followers. So, just like Chota Haridas, he displayed some attraction for women. Mahaprabhu made an example of him because he was younger. Different reasons why he chose Chota Haridas. He cannot come and see me anymore. Oh, this rice is very nice. Where did you get this rice? Oh, that Chota Haridas, he got this rice from Madhavi Devi. Madhavi is the most, one of the four most intimate, somehow or other, with Mahaprabhu. We don't hear much about it, but and she was the half anyway, three and a half. I think we had this discussion so many times. But anyway, she was very elevated lady. So what happened? Did Chota Haridas went there and he got rice? Everyone was like, they're sitting, eating, taking prasad with Mahaprabhu. And he says that. Well, Chota Haridas, wait a minute. They didn't connect the dots. Mahaprabhu knows all the dots. He said, hey, Chota Haridas can't come here anymore. What? All they said was he got rice, but Mahaprabhu knew more. Knew everything about the situation. So he's looking for that renunciation. Vahaya kamanyat sarvam. All nispriha, nirahankar. Nirmamo nirahankar. Nispriha is also there.